was such a wonderful dinner. You know what I'm thankful for, babe? You. No, I'm serious. I'm very lucky to have you. Don't make me put you over my knee, mister. What's it gonna take for you to believe me? Why am I sitting on your lap? So you can look at me and listen. Really listen to what I'm saying. I'm more than thankful to have you in my life. Seriously, look at me, babe. I mean it. You're amazing. Yes, you are just a normal guy. To everybody else, maybe. But not to me. You're special to me. I feel safe with you. Protected by you. Loved by you. Your smile makes me smile. Always. I love that I can talk to you about anything and you understand. You share intelligent feedback and, best of all, you make me laugh. I brag to all of my friends how wonderful you are. I'm serious. Like what? Well, like how hard you work, how smart you are. Obviously, I don't have to tell them how handsome you are, how good you are in bed. No, I keep that information to myself. I don't need them getting any ideas, especially Janie. Oh, you think she's kind of cute, huh? Good. You deserved me tweaking your nipple. I know you're teasing me. You'll never find a woman as great as I am. Oh, promises, promises, babe. I even love this. The teasing. You calling me out on my bullshit. I need that, and you give me that too, babe. I know how much you deal with every day. And you still manage to be there for me. For us. I want you to know how much I appreciate that. And it doesn't hurt that you have an amazing cock. What? You know, if I'm sharing things I'm thankful for, your cock is bound to come up. Okay, that was a bad choice of words, but it is a big part of you. Ow! Fine, fine. I'll stop with the puns. What is it I love about your cock? You know I'm biting back a swelled head pun right about now, right, babe? Admit it. You love my smart mouth. I love your mouth, too, by the way. And all the things you do to me with it. I forgot to mention that one, didn't I? Oh, hell yes. You're very good at that. But don't try to get me off track. We were talking about why I love sucking your cock. Well, close enough. First of all, you have a very attractive cock. And it's so responsive. I can feel how hard it is right now, just from me sitting on your lap. Okay, maybe I am wriggling a bit, but oh, I can't help it. God, I love it when you're hard. And I love the way your balls look when you're hard, too. They're so open and easily available for me to rub and cradle and massage. I love teasing you with my tongue. The way your body tenses, trying to hold back a groan or keep from tangling your fingers in my thick hair or pushing me down onto your cock. I love that. And I love looking up at your face, seeing your need, your desire, knowing I'm the one making you crave me. Do you have any idea what that does to me, babe? Wanna feel? Here, slip your hand up under my skirt and... Oh, fuck. Yes. The thought of your cock does that to my pussy. Every time. Oh, and a few licks of your cock are never enough for me. I want all of you to feel every vein and ridge on my tongue, to show you how pretty I look with a mouth full of your cock. I love what that does to you, how much it pleases you that I crave your cock, that I'm an insatiable, cum-hungry slut for it. I love how I have to stretch my mouth over the head of your cock. The feel of that ridge sliding over my tongue. The little bit of spit that inevitably leaks out of the corner of my lips as I start sucking you. I love that look of wonder on your face every time I lean in and you get to watch and feel your cock get squeezed by the tightness of my throat. Your hips jerk every time I deep throat you. Did you know that, babe? Oh, they do. And I live for that bucking of your hips. It tells me you want to go as deep as you can down my throat. And it makes me feel so slutty to take you like that. I know how many women can't or won't do that for you or any man, but they don't know what they're missing, babe. They have no idea how my pussy floods with wetness every time I struggle to take your cock down my throat without gagging. Ah, yes. Yes, fuck. Oh, soak your fingers in my pussy. Oh, these women, they never get to experience how powerful I feel when I hear your breath quicken and I feel your thrusts become rougher, knowing that your control is slipping, all because of what I'm offering you. They think it's degrading, a cock shoved down their throat, drooling and gagging and struggling for breath. I think it's the exact opposite. I'm giving you this ultimate pleasure, babe, sharing it with you, because I need to make you come. My pussy needs to hear that snarl you let out right before your balls draw up tight and your cock starts pumping that hot cum down my throat. Oh, babe, the feeling of your thick cream flowing just for me, of your body jerking and trembling, your chest heaving, all because of the lengths I'm willing to go to get that cum. Fuck. Oh, I live for that feeling. If that makes me a rare kind of woman, a cock whore, a cum slut, well then, so be it. I pity the women who will never know from giving your throat up freely for a cock. Oh, the power to make you come that hard. Well, that isn't something I take lightly. I'm addicted to that high I get from pleasuring you. And the best part is, I know it's just the beginning. Once I give you my mouth, you only crave more. And that's where the give and take, the sharing, the loving, and the sweetest release comes from, babe. That's why I love your cock. I love how it's just as insatiable as I am. How it pleases me, and most of all, how it belongs to me. So please don't feel like you have to question the reason I'm thankful for you, babe. And if you ever do, just unzip and it'll be my pleasure to remind you again. And again. Oh, happy Thanksgiving, babe.